Syrian rebels say politicians are fabricating stories about the Syrian military mixing chemical weapons. There have been reports this week suggesting the Assad regime was about to use poison gas on the rebels. And joining us live is WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. You've had some conversations with a number of people on this, not the least of which is a spokesman for the rebels. And what are you hearing?
Well, this is a very interesting scenario because the administration appears to have gotten what it wanted, and that is the opportunity to talk to the Russians. Sergei Lavrov and the Secretary of State talking in Dublin. And the reason for that is because the chemical weapon stocks that Syria has came from Russia. So it puts it squarely on the desk of Vladimir Putin. But all week we've been hearing first they're mixing and preparing chemical weapons to use. Then some intelligence and some military officials started to say, we're not so sure about that. We haven't seen any evidence. We hear Lavrov saying this is all rumors. So this spokesman came out yesterday when I spoke to him. We've been talking to him since March of last year and said, no, we haven't seen any evidence of this. What we think this is a way to circumvent the fact that they're guilty for not helping us before now and trying to get something on the table.
Well, it sounds for months the rebels have been begging for help from the U.S. Now they sound almost resentful and don't want it.
They are. They don't want it, but they're very resentful because 40,000 people have been killed, and they believe that something could have done more, much earlier than now. Earlier, they asked for political solutions, they asked for humanitarian solutions, they asked for military solutions. Nothing happened. Now, it doesn't help their cause to get resentful about this, but they say, unless we get the weapons we want, you're not welcome here. And they're saying this to the West, the U.S., and the EU.
It's a crazy situation. Turkey's now concerned about all of this spilling over onto its land and raising concerns about the security of Turkey itself. They want NATO missiles to provide defense against this. How likely is all of this that it could escalate just as easy as it could be diffused?
There are many that fear that the escalation has already taken place. We just are not seeing it out in the public, that in the shadows, in the background, things are in place. We heard earlier this morning you're talking about Qatar and the fact that they've given weapons to the Libyans, and that's turned into a mess. They've also been supplying weapons and other things to the Syrian rebels. And there are other parties in the shadows that have been supplying weapons and other resources to them as well. The question is, when is all of this going to explode onto the scene, and is it too late now to address it?
Briefly, will we see American troops on the ground in Syria?
I don't know, but I will say this. If they do go, at this point, the rebels don't want them.
I heard the estimate would be 75,000 troops would be needed there to prevent the use of chemicals on the Syrian people. That's a lot of American forces.
And that's a minimum. And that's not considering the humanitarian toll as well. The need for what the humanitarian need is just, it would far outstrip the amount of military and specialized technological experts on the ground as well.
Thank you, JJ. WTOP National Security Correspondent JJ Green.